Hello and welcome to another episode of the WOKV Traffic Podcast. If we can't cover it in 30 seconds on air, we'll talk about it here. So glad you're with us. I'm your host, WOKV Morning Traffic Anchor, Jacob Pickering, and I'm joined in the First Alert Traffic Center today with Hampton Ray, FDOT District 2 Community Outreach Manager. So welcome back, Hampton.
Hey, thanks, Jacob.
Of course, we're live in the studio again today, so I'm happy about that. So we have something brand new and exciting to talk about, which is the opening of the new express lanes through the south side, and they are planning to open them this Saturday, April 9th, right?
Yeah, we're really excited for these lanes to finally be open and available to the public. You know, this has been a long project. It started in 2016. It is a $171 million project, so a significant investment in our infrastructure here locally and in the region. It kind of speaks to the growth that Jacksonville's seeing, and really, you know, Florida in general, because people are coming to Jacksonville, through Jacksonville, to get to the rest of the state. We're really the welcoming committee, if you will, for the rest of the state.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And that's right. It started back in 2016, you said? Yeah. Gosh, it has been a while, but it's really, I mean, the day has come. So we're all excited about it. And again, if you'll just tell us exactly where they are, at what exit do they start, or where is the entrance?
Yeah. So the express lanes, or I should say managed lanes, are designed for through traffic. So basically, if you are considering using the managed lanes, you should not use them if you are looking for a local exit. There is only one entry point and one exit point on these managed lanes. In other parts around the state, you have multiple exits where you can choose to use the managed lanes. But in our case, in both the West Beltway and Mandarin that's been open for a while, that's only one entry point and one exit point. And in our case, on the East Beltway, you'll only have one exit point as well. So these lanes are open between, I call them kind of the Town Center area, right at UNF Drive and Town Center Parkway, just north of State Road 202, which is JTB for locals. That's where you'll have your first opportunity to enter the express lanes if you're heading southbound on I-295. So if you're heading south on I-295 and you want to go to 9B, perhaps you're going to St. John's County or heading further down to I-95, you want to connect that way, you can hop in the express lanes and drive all the way through. You'll have, there's no entry points or exit points from the I-295 southbound express lanes, or I should say managed lanes, all the way to 9B. You have direct access. There's an overpass there, which connects nicely to 9B, and you'll continue on. Okay. From the northbound side, little different there. Mm-hmm. You have direct access from 9B. So if you're coming up from St. John's County, and then you'll go all the way down the exit points. There are three to choose from. So if you want to go to eastbound JTB or westbound JTB, you'll have a overpass option. So you'll have direct access to both of those opportunities, eastbound or westbound JTB. And then you'll also have an opportunity to continue on just past UNF Drive or Town Center Parkway and continue on to I-295 North. So, you know, that's a little bit different, but it really should save customers a lot of time. And I should say, you know, as a reminder, if you do want to use the managed lanes, you must have a SunPass or other interoperable transponder in your vehicle that is funded and fully operational. Otherwise, you do face a penalty, which is $25. So save yourself a little coin and, you know, use that. Mm-hmm.
So for people who are excited about trying to use them, like, where would you recommend they buy a SunPass if they've never bought one before?
Yeah, you can buy those at Publix, Walgreens, CVS, you know, pretty much a major retailer. You know, if you're in Florida, you probably go to Publix on the regular. So you can pick one up there. You can also go to sunpass.com and you can order one directly from SunPass. If you order them from SunPass, they come preloaded. So it's if you buy one for $5, they come with $5 included. So it's essentially free. There's a lot of other interoperable transponders that you can also use. Some folks might be familiar with EasyPass, or there's a E-Pass in Orlando. So we have a lot of interoperability with other states. So if you're traveling like in the Northeast, they use a lot of E-Z-Pass, SunPass, SunPass Pro, which is just SunPass. SunPass Pro is a is interoperable with all the E-Z-Pass. So occasionally I drive up to New England and I'm able to take all the toll facilities there. They have a lot more, so it's very convenient though.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Also, you can pretty much use anyone, any transponder will work. So again, just want to reiterate the exact exits and entry ramps that you can take starting this Saturday. Is it Saturday morning, by the way?
Yeah, we're expecting to open the lanes some point on Saturday morning. I've been told probably around 6 a.m. Okay. Follow us on Twitter or follow WOKV on Twitter and find out more.
All right. Yes. Very okay. So Saturday morning, hopefully, yes. But either way, it will be Saturday. And again, if you are heading southbound on these managed lanes, you should know that the only exit from the managed lanes is onto State Road 9B. So if you're heading southbound and expect to hop onto the East Beltway South just past 9B and get through Mandarin and toward the Buckman Bridge, you can't do that if you're on the managed lanes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. what we're doing is we are actually enhancing some of the lighting. There's really an underpass that eventually we will open the additional access to continued I-295 from the managed lanes there. But we do have some additional work on the facility, which includes some enhanced lighting at the underpass. The material shortages that we're seeing in the grocery store and everywhere, it's been a challenge. But that's basically what's going to take place over the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay, wonderful. So we'll stay tuned on the construction that allows you to continue on the East Beltway South. But drivers listening, you should know if you want to use the managed lanes heading southbound, you will have to exit onto State Road 9B southbound. And of course, northbound, we will have the JTB, both east and westbound exits, and you can hop onto the East Beltway North passing Town Center as well using the managed lanes. So northbound is pretty much all good to go. It's that southbound exit onto the East Beltway that will not be open for a little bit longer. Well, this is going to be really exciting, and I also want to mention there's something special. So FDOT, they say the express lanes will operate in time of day tolling, so that does mean you'll only be charged during peak travel times. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, FDOT, we always are looking for ways to improve people's lives through better transportation. I say improving the transportation experience because, when you're driving with someone or something like that, it can be really frustrating to be stuck in traffic. We certainly understand that. You have better things that you want to do other than be stuck in traffic. There's really nothing worse.
Yes.
But you do get some good drive time music, so that's always nice.
That's right.
So time of day tolling is exactly what we have on the West Beltway. So that's from 7 a.m. to, 10 a.m. And 6 p.m. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to check my notes here on the exact.
Oh, I think I have it as well here. So peak travel times are from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and from 3 to 7.
That's
so,
exactly right.
Okay. Yeah, so the peak travel times, you will only be tolled on these managed lanes from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 7. So otherwise.
And that's only Monday through Friday, too.
That's right. Okay. Monday through Friday during those peak travel times. So otherwise, if you're not during a peak travel time on a weekday, the tolls are, or there is no toll.
That's correct. Yep. And it'll show on the display boards that are overhead, $0 tolls. So we're starting them out at 50 cents. You could see them increase through what we call dynamic tolling. That's not expected to take place on this facility for a while. So we'll be sure to announce that a little bit, as we get closer to that. But you'll see the price well ahead of time. About 3 miles out, you'll be able to make some decisions. If you want to use the express lanes or managed lanes, you'll be able to get in the interior of the roadway, hop in those managed lanes, and continue all the way down. But you're exactly right on the time of day tolling. Sometimes if I'm driving to Orange Park from the beaches, I hop in the express lanes and the managed lanes and just... It's kind of nice. It's kind of, they're separated from the roadway with delineators. So those are the white plastic poles that you'll see. I think of it like an insurance policy. If you want a more predictable roadway, drive time experience, you might consider to use the express lanes or managed lanes. If you're looking to just, you know, kind of get there when you get there, you may not use the managed lanes, and that's okay. The great thing is that we're spreading out the congestion over the entire course of the roadway, which helps to reduce traffic and congestion, and then offer that, you know, better transportation experience. And it's really about choices. You know, at the end of the day, if you don't want to use the managed lanes, you don't have to. You still get to benefit by the additional capacity, which is a really nice benefit, you know, because it's not a requirement. You know, it's not a mandatory toll facility. It is that choice.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that is an added benefit for, yeah, anyone who's even not using the managed lanes. The fact that they're open at all is just good news for everybody, I think. So really great stuff. So again, new managed lanes opening this Saturday. They are between Butler Boulevard and 9B, essentially. And you can choose to use them or not. They're going to start out at about 50 cents, right?
That's right. Yep. It'll be 50 cents, you know, for the foreseeable future, until we get into dynamic tolling, which, of course, we'll announce, you know, if we implement that. But 50 cents, just kind of, again, you know, reminders, if you want to use the express lanes or managed lanes, definitely you get a transponder, get a SunPass or other interoperable transponder. You can visit sunpass.com and visit your local Publix or Walgreens or CVS and get one there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this is great stuff, and we're excited to make more of these podcast episodes whenever more stuff opens up. I know we have a lot of other construction spots, of course, going on across town. We got Dames Point Bridge, and I read something about all that work on Merrill and McCormick through East Arlington. That's going to be a big job, so I'll definitely be making more of these, hopefully, and we'll be talking more about construction throughout town and how it's really, you know, impacting everyone. So, you know, we have the full story and more on the Express Lanes written by Stephen Ponson on WOKV.com. And as always, for Jacksonville's most frequent traffic reports, you can always tune in live on air at 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Thank you, Hampton, for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.